Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock school. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
What? I'm sorry,
just,
what?
Just because the title is born. Have you opened up the sleeve and read the lyrics?
No.
And Chad P.
There you go, Joe. Gosh darn it. You're trying to fit everyone into 1 hour,
Joe.
Oh,
yeah. I can see Russia from my house.
Class is in.
Good afternoon. This is the Rock School Radio Show. My name is Joe Burns, a professor in the communication department right here, Southeastern Louisiana University. Sitting to my right, a former student, one who must learn. What's your name, kid?
Chad P.
All right, folks. We're going to do our election show here in just a minute because we're going to pick a president at the beginning of the week, next week. But first, you're not going to believe this. You're going to think we're making a joke. But... we have a new affiliate.
We've been teasing it for weeks.
And you're thinking, oh, okay, where in the United States is the affiliate?
Aha.
It's not in the United States.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's in Canada, right? No.
Nope.
It's in Mexico, right? No. It's in Spain.
Spain.
We have a new affiliate at Radio Universidad at the campus of Universidad de Salamanca.
Salamanca,
in
Spain. We have gone international.
International Rock School Radio Show. Does that mean we have to re-record this show in Spanish every week?
Oh, I hope
yes.
not.
Yes. No.
No.
This show is going to air 9 p.m. Thursdays and 6 p.m. Sundays at the University de Salamanca in Spain. And thank you very much to Francesco Fiumara?
That's right.
Did I get that right?
Dr. Francesco Fiumara.
Right. He is in
Southeastern Louisiana University.
Right. In the foreign languages department, he was instrumental in getting us on this radio station. So what I'm hoping is Radio Universidad 89.0 in Spain loves the show so much that it garners a following and they say, we have to have you guys out here.
Yes.
And we're leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. And we stay in Spain and do radio for the remainder of our lives. And
what?
Or maybe our wives will come with us.
And yes.
It'll be
wonderful. My wife already made me promise.
Is that true?
If you go to Spain, I'm going too.
So now we have three affiliates.
That's right.
And this one's in Spain. So
yay.
Hello to everybody in Spain.
Hola, Spain.
This is our election show.
That's right.
Now, what are we going to do for elections? What's going on? What are we going to do? Well, we're picking a president.
Pick one. Just one.
How can you vote early, vote often? How can you possibly do a radio show on these political candidates?
Oh, stand back and watch.
Well, every one of these candidates had to have rallies.
Yep.
They sure had did. To have little get-togethers. And each one of these candidates attempted to align themselves because of PR with a song.
Mm-hmm.
Even Hillary Clinton went ahead and put up on her website that you need to choose a song for me. You
yep.
remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Many of these candidates went ahead and played a song that they didn't have permission to play, and the artists got upset.
Yes.
Well, Chad and I decided to go ahead and figure out what every one of the candidates, including some from elections back, decided to use as their campaign theme song. And that's what we're going to play today.
Campaign theme songs.
Yes, sir. The whole way through the hour. Now, because we're voters, we don't know who each other is voting for. We
nope.
don't talk politics.
Nope.
We don't want to end a friendship over anything like that. We don't even know what our political affiliations are.
Nope.
We are going to vote, but in order to give the impression that we are non-biased, we flip the coin,
mm-hmm.
and it would be, who would be we're starting, Republican, Democrat? Republican won.
Yes.
So we begin with the Republican that's gaining the most attention, Sarah Palin.
We're
beginning with Sarah Palin, ladies and gentlemen. I think John McCain's still running, but Sarah Palin is gaining most of the attention. When Sarah Palin was first announced, it was brought out very quickly that when she was a basketball player, she was a very rough and tumble basketball player. They called her Sarah Barracuda. The problem is, Anne and Nancy Wilson from Hart didn't like it.
Uh-oh.
They said, we don't support you. And they sent a cease and desist letter. So this song only got played a few times, but for those few times, Sarah rocked on Rock School. There you go, Sarah Barracuda, as Rock School does the campaign theme songs of as many people as we can get through in the hour.
There you go, Joe. Gosh darn it. You're trying to fit everyone into 1 hour, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I can see Russia from my house. That's Howard Leese playing all the guitar stuff on that. I got to tell you, before we move along, I went to see Hart when they came to play at Gulfport, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Ann Wilson hit every note like a sledgehammer.
Oh, good.
She still has full voice and was amazing.
Only female band that scares Aerosmith.
That's right. If you read the Aerosmith autobiography, that was the only band that Aerosmith was afraid of.
That's right.
They said that's the band that also has the same drive that we do. All right. We did the Republicans. Let's move over to the Democrats. Barack Obama. He has had numerous, obviously, songs that have been moved around, you know, him. He has come out, said his speech, and whatever song was playing when he came out to. However, there's been two songs that have been played a lot while he's come out and played.
Yeah.
One of them is Aretha Franklin's Think.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, well, this one we played a lot. I'll name a third one. U2's song, The City of Blinding Lights.
Okay.
However, this one, ever since his victory speech in South Carolina, has kind of been associated with him. When he came out in South Carolina, gave that soaring victory speech, from the loudspeakers came this 1970s hit from Stevie Wonder. Here I am, baby. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Now, most people listen to the beginning of this and they go, is that a guitar? Is that a strange instrument? It is. Listen to it in just a second. It's a Corel sitar. Now, what's a sitar? Real quickly, kind of looks like a guitar, but what sets it apart is it has a series of strings that are set to the side of the instrument. Mm-hmm. Imagine about 13 strings strung apart from the guitar strings.
Yeah.
When you play the guitar strings, they vibrate sort of in unison with it, giving it that strange twangy sound. Mm-hmm. Made by a company called Corel. It's called a sitar. Take a listen to it. Barack Obama's theme song, at least one of them. Stevie Wonder, Rock School. Stevie Wonder on Rock School, Barack Obama theme song, at least one of them. He has many of them, but it was after that South Carolina Democratic primary win that really set him off, and that's the one he came out to. Yes, sir, the young man to my right.
Question.
Would you?
Or if you're in Spain, pregunta.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, so you said that sometimes the candidates use songs that they don't necessarily get the band's permission, and the band gets a little upset.
Well,
if they don't seek out permission.
But just, the thing
just
about
stay,
it is,
stay with me.
Okay, go ahead.
What happens if they use a song by an artist that is deceased?
Well, they don't have to have the band's permission. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
They could go ahead and just pay the royalties, but it's actually kind of nasty to not have the band's permission.
Okay.
Let's say the RNC decided to tell, you know, Hart like Sarah Barracuda,
mm-hmm.
just to tell Hart to go pound sand.
Okay.
Now, all of a sudden, you've got Ann and Nancy Wilson going in front of cameras and saying, I don't like this person and all of that. Now you've got a PR nightmare.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just simply say, okay, sorry, and walk away, it goes away in a day.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at the beginning of the, let's go the other way. The beginning of the Rush Limbaugh program, they play a Pretenders song.
Mm-hmm.
Chrissy Hynde hates Rush Limbaugh.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing stopping him from playing her song.
In fact, she gets paid royalties from it, right?
Of course she does, well, because Limbaugh plays. And because of Limbaugh's gargantuan audience,
mm-hmm.
she gets paid a lot of royalties.
Yeah.
So it could be done, but why?
I got you.
Yeah. Okay, John McCain. Let's go back to the Republican side of it. John McCain, you're not going to believe this, but for a good while at the beginning, while the Republican side was just littered with everybody trying to get the nomination, John McCain used this song.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Dude, what are you doing?
Please turn that down.
Okay.
That's ABBA. Uh-huh. Take a chance on me.
No.
First of all, it's ABBA.
That's right.
Second off, listen to what the song is saying. Take a chance on me?
What?
Doesn't that sound like the kid in high school that goes to the popular girl and sort of says,
yeah.
Please,
yeah.
please go to the prom with me.
No.
I'm not as bad as everyone is saying
not
I am.
Not exactly a slogan you want for the leader
no,
of the country.
Not exactly. So what John McCain did is decide, I'm going to use a different song.
Thank you.
So he decided to grab one from my favorite group.
Van Halen.
Van Halen. And decided, I'm going to use the song Right Now.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So he played it.
Van
Halen got upset and went ahead and wrote a, quote, permission not sought, nor granted, nor would have it been given letter and sent it to the RNC. The problem was Sammy Hagar also has his hand in that song. And even though Alex and Edward Van Halen said, no, forget it, you don't get to do it. Sammy Hagar said, yes, why not?
Oh.
Why can't we use the song? And if you go to the Van Halen News Group website, vhnd.net, you can see the whole thing back and forth. Now we've got this wonderful fight between Sammy and Ed and Alex again. I love my group. Don't you love my group?
Yeah.
It's a soap opera. Love it. So this got used. Can't use it anymore, and Van Halen once again shows that they just can't play in the sandbox anymore. Right now, on Rock School.
I love
now.
I love that piano.
So do I. So do I. It is. It's one of the more perfect songs they've put together. I'm biased towards the group, but I tell you, it really is. It's one of the more perfect songs they've put together. For John McCain, it wasn't used very long, but it gave me a chance to talk about the soap opera that is my favorite group, Van Halen.
Group that you're biased to, but speaking of bias, totally unbiased on
That's
this
right.
show.
We have finished another Republican. We're going back to Democrat. We got to take a break for 1 minute. We'll be back with Hillary Clinton. Ladies and gentlemen, not the Hillary Clinton, but at least one of her campaign theme songs. 1 minute, Rock School.
Yeah.
Doing campaign theme songs right now on Rock School for the remainder of the hour. We are done with those who have a chance to become the president of the United States. Yes. We are now to those who are the also-rans. This woman ended on July 7th, came out. If you remember, wow. Rock star when she came out to say, I am no longer going to have my hat in the ring. Do you remember that she said no? June 7th came out and backed Barack Obama. But what was really fun, when she decided to have the United States pick her theme song, you could go to the Hillary Clinton website and choose from these songs. Beautiful Day by U2, Suddenly I See by KT Turnstall, I'm a Believer by Smash Mouth, Rock This Country by Shania Twain, The Best by Tina Turner, Get Ready by The Temptations, Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic by The Police,
Lord,
Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead, and Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz. What actually won was, without a doubt, the worst pick that could have won, You and I by Celine Dion. You don't need some soaring, slow anthem type song. You needed something that would whip the crowd into, you know, a frenzy.
I'd have chosen Lenny Kravitz.
But still, the one they chose, that's Celine Dion. Not that I dislike Celine Dion, it's just it's not the best campaign theme song. While she was an early candidate, however, whoever was doing her PR really had it down right. This is what Hillary Clinton was first coming out to at her campaign rallies. Hit it. Tom Petty, I Am an American Girl.
Perfect.
Rock School. Better than the Celine Dion. Isn't that better? So much better than the Celine Dion
that
song.
That PR guy had that thing right on the money.
He really did. We're moving along. Campaign theme songs here on Rock School, and we move on to a Republican also ran, Mitt Romney. A lot of people believe this guy should have gotten the vice presidential pick. Did you? You think so? Meh, don't care. Former governor of Massachusetts dropped out after the 2008 Super Tuesday primaries of February 7th. This song is sort of a discussion of, yes, the chorus says what you think it should say, but did you listen to the remainder of the lyrics? The song is a little less conversation from Elvis Presley. I mean, I get what he's saying. A little less conversation, a little more action.
Yeah.
I get it. Did you listen to the remainder of the song? A little more conversation. You ain't satisfying me.
Yeah.
You ain't. Do you hear what Elvis is saying
all
to this woman?
All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me.
Yeah. Do you kind of get what he's saying? I really don't think he's discussing politics.
No.
If he is, it's no way I've ever discussed politics. Here's Mitt Romney's campaign theme song, Rock School.
I don't think he was listening to the whole song. That is a perfect example.
That is fine.
Yeah.
You're going to want to preview the whole tune.
That's a perfect example of a song. Hey, it says it has the word win in it. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's
see if we can't run that past Nancy Pelosi first. all this conversation ain't satisfactioning me. Excuse me? I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me check my notes here. This is Rock School as we do campaign theme songs right before we pick a president here in the good old U.S. of A. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. Those of you at Radio Universidad, this is your first bottom of the hour. We do a little bit of business down here. How'd you like to see what we look like? Here is our website, those of you over in Salamanca, Spain. It is kslu.org. You'll find a little chalkboard on the right that says Rock School. Click on it. You'll be able to see, how many shows have we done now? 80-something?
Oh, we're in the 80s, maybe in the low 90s.
They're all there. They're all in podcast format. Feel free to listen to them. Lots of interesting topics. Avail them all to yourself. If this is your first show that you're listening to, you want to write us an email. Tell us if you like it, you didn't like it, all that kind of good stuff. There are people on campus that can translate for us, by all means.
Yeah.
Send us an email, Chad.
KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. And, of course, Dr. Burns here is talking about our brand new affiliate in Salamanca, Spain at Radio Universidad. They're 89.0 FM. But we also have two other affiliates that we'd like to take this opportunity to thank, and that would be 91.3 FM KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, and our very first affiliate who put us on the map,
yes,
WESU 88.1 FM in Middletown, Connecticut. Thank you all so much. Gracias.
Fantastic.
Being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
It all goes to our plan for world domination.
That's right.
Now, those of you in Spain, at the bottom of the hour, Chad normally does a bit of research and does his gosh darndest. You can hear the paper rattling in the background. Does his gosh darndest to stump the professor.
That's right.
What is the question or questions du jour?
Three-part question this week.
Oh, by the way, before we get into it,
yes,
we're going to play John Edwards' campaign theme song next.
Okay.
Pride in the Name of Love by
U2.
That's okay. What will explode out of this right after we do this.
Let's go ahead and stick on that topic. Let's see if you can name a few past candidates and presidents' theme songs.
Oh, great.
Beginning with my favorite absolute person in the world.
Is that a bad Bill Clinton?
That's a horrible Bill Clinton.
Fleetwood Mac, Don't Stop.
Correct.
Yeah, that one was easy.
What about one of his opponents in 1996? Ross Perot.
Oh, Patsy Cline. Crazy.
There
crazy,
you go.
I'm crazy.
Very nice.
For feeling
very nice.
So lonely.
All right, now we're going way back in time now.
Okay.
1960, President Nixon's opponent, John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
John F. Kennedy's... I've heard... High hopes, isn't
it?
You got
Frank Sinatra.
High hopes.
Very nice.
I cannot believe that I had that. That's
very nice.
Why did you crumple your paper?
I don't know.
John Edwards, dumped out of the election January 30th. A lot of people thought he would be picked up as the VP. He said, nope, I don't think I'll be picked up as the VP. A lot of people didn't think it would happen either because he was John Kerry's pick in 2004. By the way, do you know what theme song Kerry and John Kerry and John Edwards used, since it was John and John? Do you know what they used?
John and John. No.
Johnny Be Good. How about that? But first, you two, Pride in the Name of Love. This is what John Edwards used during the 2008 presidential campaign, right here, Rock School. Of you two and the Edge standing back there silently on that beautiful Gibson Explorer of his, making all of those wonderful chunka chunka sounds. Absolutely love it. Yes, young man.
I will make this declaration right here, right now, with you as my witness.
All right.
I am not old enough to run for public office yet. I have to be 35, correct?
All right. Yes.
And I have no aspirations or plans to run for president in the future. But the day that I decide to, I promise you this, I will have the best musical campaign out of anyone in history.
It seems like you'd be able to. You'd at least have the musical background to do it.
That's right, because I'm going to let you pick the songs.
Okay, fine. Most of them will be Van Halen. We were talking off air as we do campaign theme songs here on Rock School. We played the Mitt Romney song.
Yes.
You know, a little less conversation.
Yes.
And we thought, did you listen to the lyrics? And Chad said, do you have any other ones? You know, are we just going to do the people who are from this election? I said, no, I have from elections past. He said, do you have any other ones where they didn't listen to the lyrics? Oh, yes,
right.
We do. During the 1984 re-election campaign of President Reagan, he said to the fine man, Bruce Springsteen, I would like to use your Born in the USA song, and I'm going to use it. And he played it at a few political rallies.
Ron.
Because Born in the USA, it has to be a song about being happy and joyful for being born in the United States.
Just because the title is Born. Have you opened up the sleeve and read the lyrics?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Even Bruce Springsteen sent him a letter and said, you need to listen to the lyrics. It did get played, but soon after, the people who surrounded Reagan listened to the lyrics and went, we need to pull this. This doesn't say what we want it to say. Listen to the lyrics. Here's the boss, Born in the USA on Rock School. Did you listen to the lyrics?
I sure did.
I'm not going to repeat any of them, but yeah, that was really the wrong song to choose back in 1984 in the re-election campaign of President Reagan. We're playing campaign theme songs, and we got to take a break here, but Chad, again, was looking over the notes, and he said, you got a bunch here where the artist said not to use the song, and we looked at it and went, hey, you know what? John Cougar has the moniker of actually telling two presidential candidates that he can't use the song.
That's
so
right.
When we get back, look at this, Joe Lieberman. In a 2000 presidential election, he actually turned to the Sister Sledge song, We Are Family.
Are you serious?
Isn't that like a wedding song?
It is.
Yeah. Why didn't you choose like the Electric Slide or the Chicken Dance?
Or Brick House or something.
Yeah, that would have been a good tune also. So when we get back, we'll tell you the two presidents that John Cougar Mellencamp or John Cougar or whoever he was at that point in time, because it was back from 84 and this one was from 2000. We'll tell you the two songs and we'll play one of them in just a minute. Rock School.
There's a presidential candidate right there.
Yeah, Rob Zombie. All right, this is Rock School, and I told you we'd come back with a John Cougar. In 1984, he told Ronald Reagan, during the same one here where he was trying to, where Reagan was also trying to play Born in the USA, this was up when he was up against Walter Mondale, Pink Houses. He wanted to play Pink Houses. If you listen to the song Pink Houses, it's not about, you know, good home ownership. That's, yeah, so he told Reagan not to play that song.
No.
In 2000, he told George W. Bush not to play this song, R-O-C-K in the USA.
I'm sitting here going, what part of no
don't you understand? The thing about it is, before Bush yanked the song, Mellencamp told a Rolling Stone magazine, quote, I don't think anybody that knows me would think that I'd have the same position as Bush. The thing about it is, you wonder, the song is the song. Once you release a song, doesn't it stand on its own?
It should.
I think it does. I don't know that most people would listen to a song and then associate the artist with the song. See, right now, I'm trying to think. It's Bruce Springsteen is out touring for Barack Obama, and Hank Williams Jr. is out touring for John McCain.
Yeah.
And see, that people will put together.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't think that if John McCain plays a Van Halen song, that people would put together in their mind that Eddie endorses. It's just a song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's all it is.
I don't see the connection there. But, you know, the artist owns the song and gets to say whatever he or she wishes, I assume. So John Cougar Mellencamp, what was the song he told George W. not to play? R-O-C-K in the USA on R-O-C-K School. Here you go. Rice, John Cougar Mellencamp, R-O-C-K in the USA.
You know what that kind of sounds like?
What's that?
Uh-huh. What I like about you.
It does. It really does. What I like about you. Out of Detroit. Yep. The Romantics.
Yes.
The Romantics.
Correct.
Called the Romantics because they were formed on Valentine's Day. We are in our last break, ladies and gentlemen, here on the campaign theme song show. So I hope you enjoyed it. We have one more to play for you, and we're going to finish up with Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani was in the fight for the Republican nomination, withdrew on January 30th. Didn't even give the impression he was really into it.
I got to tell you this, and this is about as deep into a political conversation that I'll get.
All right.
But after looking at how he handled 9/11 when he was mayor of New York,
yes,
I assumed that he would have blown the doors off of a presidential campaign.
Yeah, it didn't seem to go there.
He looked like he was a natural born leader, and like you said, just looked like he got in there and was like, "Yeah, I'm running."
Yeah, once he was there, he kind of looked around and went, might have made the mistake.
Yeah.
Let me tell you some of the songs we didn't play, some of the more interesting stuff. In the 2000 campaign for George W. Bush, here are some other songs that we're told, no, you can't play. I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. Uh-huh. Tom Petty told him to go pound sand. Brand New Day by Sting.
Uh-huh.
Now, why did Sting tell him not to play it? Is it because he hates him? No. It's because Sting had already told Al Gore he could use the song. In 2004, Bush's reelection, he was told by John Hall, who was the lead singer, lead guitarist, and songwriter of the song by Orleans, "You're Still the One I Wanna Love to In Bed."
Yeah.
Told, no, you can't play the song. Hall was a Democrat from New York. By the way, he's in Congress.
Oh,
he won his
boy.
Own race for Congress in 2006.
Poor W couldn't get a break, huh?
Yes, he could. In 2004, Bachman-Turner Overdrive said, great, play Taking Care of Business.
There you go.
I don't know that they supported him. They probably understood that it was okay to use the song and gain, you know, permission.
Why not?
Bob Dole upset Sam and Dave because they re-recorded the song. I'm a Dole man. Yeah. Bobby McFerrin told George H.W. Bush to not use Don't Worry, Be Happy. What else do I have on here? And finally, Mike Huckabee was told by... was told by members of the band Boston to stop using More Than a Feeling. That's
Why?
It. That's all the songs we brought, except for the last one. So that's the show.
Yes.
And thank you once again to our brand new affiliate, Radio Universidad, on the campus of Universidad de Salamanca, Spain. 9 p.m. Thursdays and 6 p.m. Sundays. I'm stunned. I'm absolutely knocked on my back by the fact that we are in Spain.
We just found out this past weekend that we had gotten on in Spain. We knew that it was a possibility, but there wasn't even any type of, we could get it. It was just a possibility that we could get it, and then all of a sudden, hey,
boom.
You're on in Spain.
Boom.
What?
Fantastic. And this is the first show. What a nice entrance, the concept of the campaign theme songs. An international deal. Very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we finish with Rudy Giuliani's song that they used when he came out and announced it to everybody. This is from The Clash, from the London Calling LP. This is Rudy Can't Fail. Interestingly enough, they don't mean Rudy as in R-U-D-Y. They mean someone who's rude, R-U-D-I-E. The song's about a Jamaican punk. Did you listen to the lyrics?
Come on, Rudy.
Did you look at it? Interestingly enough, though, it does say Rudy Can't Fail. Clash will finish us up. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Hello to everybody in Spain. Class is dismissed.